King Flow.
Churches tell them pray for my life in the hood. Some niggas died and tried to wait for the light. I have faith, but it's light, cause I ain't paid for the fight. Vice and process, niggas smoke weed, think elevate for the night. I ain't trying to play us, but we seen them graduate for the flight. They think they living though, with cameras, elevators, and dice. Cause ain't no favors in life. You think they save you, they might. Niggas that die, reincarnate, still lay with the mice.
Can you fade the lane, niggas? That's the clutch for this game. Gotta see storms before the sun. I fell in love with the rain. My brother died but found peace, but I was stuck with the pain. I got piles of PTSD, he would numb it with cane. I was poor and wore my heart on my sleeves with bare shoulders. And starting businesses and assigning the shareholders, yeah. The best advice from my lawyer gave me a precious jewel. Make sure your investments is recession-proof. Cherish the good times, but the bad make us who we are. All the flaws make you perfect, cause it's truth and scars. I made a difference from my family, my influence far. Turning poor hood niggas into movie stars. Yeah, I was agitated and stressed. A hustler that was captivated by checks. Yeah, less talking and more reaction. Cause your leadership is determined by your reaction.
One in a hundred, hundred, what I'm becoming, coming. Look at the picture, nigga, I done it, run it. Staring at me sideways. My pistol worked and crime pays. If it don't work, you on the ground, blaze. All my niggas got beers like LeBron James, and we never told, still here to the last days. With a quarterback, rage, running, snatch plate, throw it down the field. But for us, it's still Emmett Till. Niggas steal my material, I'm a burial. Closest nigga to you, but it's no cemetery though. Shit, if you can hear me go, prayed a couple miracles. Laid up with the Nero toast, niggas wanted zero smoke. He died before the small talk, before he started war. All the war, had me shoot your boss on the hallway floor. Let him flex early, but shit, I let it run its course. 20 bricks in the back seat of the four-door Porsche. Go to court, kept pistol in my polo sport. Only my support came from money, so there's no divorce. There's nothing to extort, you bluffing, for I blew the torch. Middle of the street, we show guns, shot him through the porch. I carve your face and before, it's starvation to call. I start racing the saw, the formation to guard. They know I'm sick and we trap out of the fake. And we started off in Jamaica, famous.
Slick Rick chains, lottie-dye, bally rock. Sweatpants with Versace in the caveat. Pay another nigga to knock you off, get you Fetty Wap. Used to be a king, they shot his crown, nigga set him up. Wet him up, soft knock, what he want. Mobsters in the back, spaghetti front. When niggas steady dump, gold fronts, light the whole room, west side gun. Raise across the plate for 40 bucks, a nigga slide crumbs. I come from a place where niggas die young. Snitches go to sleep, then wake up to 55 guns. Niggas getting rich, chicken fried jums. I cook it up, come through, my nigga hook you up. You can see the vision, I don't give a fuck. Dirty Nate gone, and I'm still locked up. I push the flock, I keep my Glock tucked, try and get my stock up. Niggas can't whisper in the dark, that shit'll get you shot up. I spot up with different product, Veronica, bitch exotic, my Monica. Try and kill musicians, so I spray harmonicas. Look how they run from us, one is dead, there's more than one of us. Dangle shit in front of stars, try and wonder us. My summer fuck, side bitch wanna summer fuck. Windows up, only roll it down if niggas running up. Extension limousine, shit as long as buck. Fuck the alpha music, it's the world.
DJ King Flow.
Gucci Koofy, Adidas suit in my chain dookie. Plain sushi, Armani luggage for fame shoot me. Same groupie, I let her suck to the thing soupy. Shot legs at the corner store till they hang Bruce Lee. I aim at niggas' mouth. Should I paint Lucy's? Paint a movie, a pint of Henny and slain coochie. A architect designer, then I plead the fifth, your honor. My gun and clip cabana, niggas run they lips, Gravano. I murder shit Chicago, philosophic, kick the bottle. I skip the process for survival, throw my bitch a Bible. Tell that bitch you lied to. Niggas sleep with fishes, idol, comfortable the fifth beside you. Niggas catch you slipping, my dude. Shoot the wedding cake, make niggas wear a vest for our dudes. Then my early niggas, y'all can't even fuck with my dudes. I shit on everything, you looking like the fuck that I do. I pray stabbing niggas, sub-zero K grabbing niggas. Pray to God, so I cock back, faith half them niggas. Yeah.
I'm a hundred with a hard core.
Trips, had my mind on nice things, murder. my shoes on, scuffing the kicks. Fly only, naming my club Pies Only. Can't stop me, I'm in my zone, beat. Cash crop shit, I'm fast drops, money chunky. Harlem Nights used to ball like next to that junkies. Crack a dope, double up, no acting broke. Sixth grade, on the hill, making moves for the coach. Pop bottles, wanna fill a millionaire's toast. Shorty gave me chills from the fills of a throat. Throw more mills, mills, coat, think I'm ill for my coat. Shit ain't all rap, I get a deal for the blow. Fab said he choosy, I just wanna put all my bitches in a jacuzzi and fuck till I'm woozy. Let him eat the gun, think I'm pulling on a Uzi. Wife says she love me, leave me if I touch groupies. Real life a movie, coming for the number one spot, not the two piece.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo.
Cutthroat killers, you can see them in my flicks, dog. Off the leash, hungrier than the pit bull. I was taught to get more or get lost. Get out the paint, move to things like Rick Ross. Crack in LA, first stop for the pitfall. Salute the gangbangers and all them niggas that kick off. On the field, got a drill, moving like it's playoffs. Some punk niggas play dog, wanna spill, niggas have a spray off. I just need to chill, but I can't take a day off. Money counter broke, but I ain't broke, crown payoff. The rhyme slayer, get in the booth, beat taker. Check clear, your boo with me on the beach naked. Soaking up the sun, cocking, feet tasting. Shit, I'm too nasty, young nigga, I be. Turned into a killer for some oxy. Down 20, boy, got a thrill for the sloppy. Can't wait to touch this. Niggas rave copping. Paper up, dirty niggas still want to pop up. Gram still a thing, but these niggas just ain't capping. Who fucking with me? I let you pick another topic. Trips to the tropics with chicks and some chopsticks. Niggas want takeout. You should choose a play route. Stacks up, yeah. The rules ain't the same now. Back up, you'll be a fool with your brains out. RP guard, promise you meet God.
Cash rules everything around.
Dispersed ink, smoke, different strokes than these blokes in a rear naked choke. Bring the hurt blood soaked. We're ripping times off an old school CD rhyme. It's looking bleak in this bitch like rock.com. The beat got you moving like a roadside bomb. While I write another song called Rolling Up a Palm. You had no notion I was Buffalo Bill. Now you're hiding in the closet, you should stay very still. Put the lotion on your skin, do what you're told. While I'm here with the illest, putting pressure in the fold. Every bar around my mouth is a cloud of black mold. Xanax bars in your mouth make your whole face foam. Fucking dummy gets embalmed like a mummy in your home. Looking crummy all alone, eyes sewn wide shut. Bones thrown from your guts, it's looking bleak. Yo, fucking shredded. Fascination with the comic book villains. We've been digging in the crates, hiding out in dark buildings. A small collective with the rhyme scheme building. Skilled with the rhythm and the first.
Now they wanna crown me. Small vinyl shops, where they found me. That roll boom back is what the sound is. I don't play around, cheap talk is cheap. All them podcasters kill a mystique. I'm seldom seen, kings get beheaded and tossed in a heap, but I'm an emperor of thoughts, Lord Chancellor on beats. I dance on tracks with cleats and rip turf. What? Forever laying bars till I'm lower than the dirt. You gon' get this work. I'ma make my presence hurt for them clowns and jerks. Walk by, slap smirk, snatch mics. What? You wasn't holding it right. You'll never forget my name by the end of the night. Shabam Sadiq, Arabian Desert Storm. What? Get money and power to fam, the type of shit that I'm on. Personal growth, pigeons and pelicans. For some, the loyalty ends where the greed begins. They thirsty for clout and they suckers for trends. The end.
Listen up, hustlers, as if you're still living. And get on down to that Danny James rhythm. I hit him, cause a collision. Give him bars of position. I'm Scarlet Witch in infinity. Send it through when I drop the vision. Fuck your college, I put my foot through your application. Aspirations and take a shit on your graduation. The type to kill you and dump remains in the Appalachians. Beat the affidavit, I'm Patrick Bateman, I'm Pappy Mason. They can see it, not a legend is born. I weather the storm, the god inside of flesh in his form. Cody Allen, killer bees, bringing death to your swarm. Reinstate the prophecy because his message was torn. I sold the devil its horns. I take the shovel and bury you, then I shit on your burial. Never never letting them on. Like the rose in the stereo, never sever my thorns. Arms heavy, knees weak, I got the sweat in my palms. I'm gone, I've been trying to make it out. This shit, game is fake, the money that you talk about is counterfeit. On my alpha shit, air it out like I'm with alchemists. They doubted, but it wasn't adding up, I did the calculus. Grind everywhere, come to Coney, you gon' see me in the halls. Name carved and graffitied in the walls, they see me in recall. A microphone fiending with withdrawals, slicking bricks. So when you see me lick the balls, bitch, the rumors back. Street talking, see me, keep walking. Crib studio neighbors is mad, the beat knocking. I'm the giant, you would think they was jack cause they been stalking. Trade my headphones for the OG Walkman. You can hear it in the way he snaps, he was destined. Take your girlfriend and straight smash her intestines. The rap resurrection, hold it down for my section. Showing off me a static, static selection.
This my blood, homie, get your own. This my cup, homie, get your own. At my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing none of the shit I own. This my blood, homie, get your own. This my cup, baby, get your own. At my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing none of the shit I own. Need some me time, kick back and recline. Hoes call my phone, I don't pick up, I decline. Get a hopper beat and write down some sweet rhymes. Hit my boy up if I need the 3-5. But then I post it up, smoking up, minding my business. But today we ain't open up. Fuck being sad and blue, today I'm not loking up. Need a favor from a player, hit him with the shoulder shrugs. Yo, Siento, my friends know that sometimes my end's low. Pouring from an empty glass is something that I can't do. I need a break to break through. Ain't no saint or angel. I love y'all, but y'all need to understand too. I gotta keep a balance, can't give what I ain't having. Help me get more established, and it be automatic. Some of y'all always asking, starting to form a habit. But I'll forever be your boy, it's me and Problematic. This my blood, homie, get your own. This my cup, homie, get your own. At my crib, you can leave my home. Cause today I'm not sharing that shit.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
You can do it for the love, or do it for the dove. No, we no darn fool, you better get your paper up. Sweet as a buttercup, out here dancing with bulls like Kevin Costner. I don't be stepping with no imposters. Halloween dress up cats that wanna act like they from the struggle just because they rap. I don't be messing with that, it ain't official. Fight break out right now, they in the back with the bishop. Using up all the toilet tissue, scared as hell. It's just a reason when you rap, better keep it real. YN's attached ya, you acting extra. Get a little bread, acting like they next up. Ballin', but them bills are still calling. Get that paper up, push through, and stop stalling. No longer mess with birds, but get to the bread. Ain't nothing wrong with an honest life with Christ instead. It's peace.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can deceive you.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can deceive you.
Verse Fliz and OJ, y'all playing games, but we wrote the instructions. My pen poet coasting over Onaji production. He buying duck shit, fuck with the wrong one. Big mouth with a strong tongue, high strong gunshot, how I pop off. Scratch serial numbers and y'all got toss horse. Don't cross a savage, cause I had enough. Cup runneth over, head of plenty stuffed. Defeat rappers for nourishment, I heat them up. Microphones burn opponents, heat is tucked. Slow it down for a moment, ain't in a rush. But the ambulance is you kids as well.
Yeah, this is dedication. OG. old dirty bastard.
DJ King Flow.
Rest in peace, dirty Wu-Tang forever.
I'm still more intelligent. You must be patient if you want to learn to fight.
You are now listening to God
Brooklyn Zoo.
I hold dirty bastard this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo. What? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bastard this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo. What? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bastard this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo. What? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bastard this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch. I'm the one man army Amsterdam. Don't give a fuck what's going on, I'm sticking to the plans. Since the look of you, I can eyeball a gram. Like ODB, I was always Ricky Raw. Grew up in the jungle, but I wasn't pissed poor. I kept my bucket head low just in case I'm pissed off. PTSD from all the shit that I saw. Call me Dirt Dog, I'm wild with the flow. Bombing your block, my name in the throw. Day and night, man, I lurk through your strip. Conehead hoodie on, I'm about to catch a fit. Beef and Brock's with Coneheads. Army fatigues, champion hoodies, ducking the D. Packs, packs of crack, 2020s, tucked in my jeans.
We all dirty bastards, this bitch.
Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch.
What?
Dans une caisse, et y'a le SDF qui demande une pièce. Quête mes cernes, j'ai besoin d'une sieste. J'arrive dans le son comme si j'étais le rappeur du siècle. Je les défonce comme les vapeurs du bled. C'est des acteurs comme le président d'Ukraine. Je descends du train à des chiens qui ont du flair. Des dégradés militaires. Mes parcours n'a ni queue ni tête. Comme une discussion en dit nickel.
J'arrive avec
que les arguments, je t'écoute pas parler car tu mens. Je suis ardument accroché à mon art et à mon arbre fumant. Cette fusillon, c'est pas une annulation, c'est un annulement. Je regarde la lune et je me demande qui est celui qui m'a vu dans le set. Toute une entité, antidé, tout entêté. Tu vas te faire embêter si tu crois que le scène c'est tout le temps pété. J'ai rédigé la rue d'où je viens sans vouloir être le roi du jeu. Je vais retoucher tes ratiches, tu vas comprendre le rendu que je veux. Sentence est plus narvano que narvano. Oui, nous revoilà, j'ai le nerf violet. Je les regarde d'un air violent. Je peux modifier le monde où je vis en leur donnant des mots des joies. Mais manque de fion, je peux m'en défaire car ils méritent la mort des voix. Frère, j'ai le seum en moi, il n'y a aucun synonyme. Mais sur mes morts, je me sens moi-même seulement face à une scène énorme. Tu suis la ligne qui tout au bout du couloir t'emmènera. Et on verra qui prend les bras une fois que la mort nous enlèvera.
Kick, stop, beat the shit out your mama. Kick, stop, beat the shit out your mama. Kick, stop.
Shit. I'm dropping so much this year, probably made y'all sick. So what's the medicine for these niggas with no etiquette? I'm a street nigga that make music for the intelligent. I can't even speak on a nigga that's not relevant. Better than what's his name, I rap clever enough to rebel in. Now why you let that settle in? I ain't in the settling, city of winds. There's only come when you let them get you out your element. Never out mine, I'm bringing something out the trunk like an elephant. My dialect, Trey ain't special, my ops and my flow heaven sent.
She slid. But now he wish he spent first last security urgently for a different crib. Cause everybody knows where his bitch ass lives with his chicken kids. Mystic heads putting them at risk for shit he did. Cops ain't no killed him, but the city did. Youngins fought the body, then they beat it, did a mini bid. Came home, little skinny kids turned killers out here killing kids. At least that's how Philly is. My affiliates are still in this and still insist. Every beef still exists. Every street's killing shit. Make a killing on it, then get killed on it for killing it. Just cause they ain't feeling it. And they get in their feelings quick. Break the bread off. They still gon' plot to take your head off. They part, waited, and let off. And broad day then sped off.
Somebody must have dissed the dead ops. Somebody must have dissed the dead ops.
Rich or poor, got the 2x4 in case they kick the door.
Brick and roll, broke that shit in half like.
This is yours, listen more, talk less.
Yes.
Don't be misinformed.
Cops left, I'm going in.
If there's more, I'll hit the horn. Bridges burn.
Bullets in they brain make niggas learn.
Playing tag.
They gon' pay the bag soon as it's confirmed.
I heard when dude was on the ground getting shot, he did the worm.
He got caught up in the storm.
Thunder came.
District attorney playing a numbers game.
Run my name. All you see is robberies.
Guns and cane.
Ran down.
Man down.
Told you they wasn't playing. It's real when your enemy's hard to kill.
Cause you're one the same.
I'm pulling up with a pair of shooters who don't jump from planes.
I told the plug I'd grab a bunch if they matched the price.
I ran off cause that's just life. I had to smack the white till it seemed fake.
Like Michael Jackson white.
I wish that if you killed somebody, it brought someone back to life.
Shit, that'd be nice.
Robbed your homie's house, he had the bag and I was down, but I've been looking back.
I wish I never took it.
Like bad advice. Stay solid cause I know how I get like. Trapping out the whip, try and get right. Always charge double if they calling after midnight.
Always charges double if they calling after midnight.
On a strip, try and make sun flip twice. Try and live life, try not to get like. Still charge double if they calling after midnight.
Always charge, charge, charge.
We go crazy, we need a head doctor. We pop off like over red marker.
DJ
when
King
we red got you, and the leg got you, you going down,
mixed
down.
Up
down.
In your bitch, player like Nintendo Switch. My Venmo's lit, cause them know my pen so swift. Gun it, mouth running like Fast and the Furious. But how come when we beefing, I'm the last one to hear it? I ain't pay like Jay-Z or Donald Trump. But she count me Hercules like Mama Clump. Fancy places where you ain't been spotted once. Motherfuckers getting pissed on like the bottom bunk. Reno always tell me that I'm too humble. Facts though, Mac hoes, I don't even use Bumble. So many fucking punchlines, I got bruised knuckles, hella slick, and I never snitch like the cool uncle. Blast you like NASA in the new shuttle. Whole crew armed, might fuck around and group hug you. Yeah,
yeah.
Now you sorta had a break, but get your less than average ass out my more than average face.
We go crazy, we need a head doctor. We pop off like over red marker. When we red dot you and the leg got you, you going down, down, down. We slide through guns a-blazing. Make you run like an alien invasion. For us it's a very fun occasion. You going down.
Equity in your name? Y'all act like I don't know my worth. The whole English language is spelled, but y'all get mad when I curse. No features. I know some people gon' think I'm hating. I chose to love from a distance and got selfish with my greatness, and they wonder why I does this. I'm an asset to music, drumming up thoughts with no acoustics. The bar's hitting heavy now. I'm a wild boy, LS in a Rolls Royce, Wraith, this bitch a Chevy now. DM your ex like Nas, you in the belly now. Irony, iPhone, text, get your ass in the celly now. Tried to put them on, they snooze, pass me the scissor. I'm about to cut them off just for telling me that they ready now. Y'all act like I don't know my worth. Generating bigger numbers than Easter Sunday at church. Pass the basket round, feeling like I just sniffed a brick. But in actuality, I'm high off life cause I quit. What's your worth? Is it worth living? Is it worth dying over? Should I mind my business? Is it worth the risks? Is it worth paying the interest? Are you undervalued, overpaid, or underprivileged? Oh, maybe it's clout, this how I'm feeling. Fool's gold got you thinking it's pure when it really isn't. This ain't Rockefeller, your fam ain't running the system. So when you throw up your diamond, my tester ain't even beeping. Are you worthy? It's not the same. Cause if you really were, I probably would call you James. But you don't have equity in your name. I ain't trying to call you worthless, but man, y'all act like I don't know my worth. If I put a team together, I'd choose me first. There's an eagle power, but this thing light as a nerf. They need pats on the back, these babies made us niggas to birth.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yo, man, welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. You know, we over here in France, man. We connecting the dots. And today I got my special guest, Casablanca the God. How you doing, man?
What up? Peace.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you on there, man. How's your day going so far?
See, I can't complain, man. A little laid back Friday. You know what I mean? I ain't doing much, you know. Chilling in the house, waiting for the later basketball games.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me start, man, with the mixtape panic question, man. I have a tradition in the show. I have to ask you, who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
Man, there's so many. There's so many great DJs out there. My all-time favorite DJ would be probably DJ Red Alert. I'm gonna go back.
Mm-hmm. And why, especially Red Alert? Tell the people why.
He one of the original cut creators. When it come down to the blending, he is one of the originators of that style. So that's one of the things that I admire, I like about Red Alert. Shout out Red Alert.
Yup, shout out to him, man. A true pioneer, and he had a legendary radio show too, man. So, you know, he opened the door for many artists.
Yeah, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Hell yeah, man. And, you know, it's mixtape panic, man. I have to ask you a couple of questions, you know, about mixtapes, about DJs and all that, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you miss the mixtape format?
Definitely, man. I come from, definitely. I remember those were the only things we would look forward to, you know what I mean? So it was kind of sad for, I won't say go away, but people kind of went away from them, you know?
Yep. And do you think it's ever going to come back? Because we've seen the return of Boom Bap, we've seen the return of vinyl, you know, making it big in terms of sales. And do you think mixtapes are going to come back, or you just had to be there?
I think mixtapes are, they are current. I think a lot of artists, they call their things different things, you know, like for example, the Book of Negolations, which, it's kind of a mixtape because we kind of threw a bunch of songs together that we had already. So we kind of put it together in a mixtape kind of sort of format. But as a whole, I don't know if you see them again with social media, you know what I mean?
Yep. It's getting hard now, you know, especially with the copyright issues and all that, man.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And can we expect maybe a mixtape with some, you know, unreleased stuff that you have in your hard drive somewhere? And, you know, can we expect a Casablanca the God mixtape one of those days, man?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're always cooking up something new. We're always looking at fresh ideas and stuff, what we were going to release and when we're not going to release it. So nothing's off the table when it comes down to the God, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I know you're working hard, man. You know, you're really productive. And I bet you have some songs on the side that you're not using for the official project, so we never know.
Yeah, we got cutting room. We definitely got a cutting room over here. So we got projects that's still on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And to you, what makes a dope mixtape? Like, what do you want to hear when you press play?
When I press play on the mixtape, I don't want to press skip. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the key thing about a mixtape. Mixtapes were like, you were waiting for basically all the material that was on there. You know what I mean? Those were the original no skips. You know, when you heard a mixtape, you played that through and through. So when I hear a mixtape, I want to make sure, you know, that it's you know, I want to hear that no skip music.
Yep. And to you as an artist, like when you work on an album or a compilation, something like that, what's the secret to having a no skip project? Because nowadays, you know, we have so many music that's dropping every day, and it's getting harder to come up with a dope album concept and a no skip album. It's very, very rare, you know, to hear that. So to you, what's the secret to that?
Appreciating the listener. To me as an artist, you know, I'm nothing without the listener. I'm nothing without the fan that's supporting me, that's hearing what they want to hear come out their speakers at home, you know. So to me, the most important thing is appreciating the listener when you go to put that pen to pad or your iPad or your Samsung or whatever you write with, consider the listener first. It's great for you to like it if it's not leaving your bedroom. So when we make music, we have the fan and the listener. We have the listener in mind. I think that's the key to making, you know, music that people appreciate.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right, man. You know, we got to show respect and love to the people that are loyal to your music, you know. People that are going to spend money with your merch or spend money buying exclusive albums, something like that. You know, because a lot of people, you know, in this messed up industry, man, they just want to sound good and look good to the other artists, you know, and yeah. Forget about the true fans.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of frauds out there. My marketing partner, who's my brother, Doc Martin, he's teaching me about that day to day. It's a lot of frauds out there, man, you know, and we try to keep the real. That's why we exist, because we want to make sure we're pushing the right narrative when it comes down to this boom bap shit.
Yep, for sure, man. And if you had like three words, man, to define your style to the people that don't know you yet, what could you say?
Dope as fuck. simple as that. You know, you got to tune in to be tuned in. You know what I mean? But yeah, when it comes down to my music, man, you know, I consider myself a student of it first. You know, the saying, the student becomes the master. So I think I'm in my mastering stage. But yeah, I you know, it goes back to the listener, man. You know, I made sure that I took time to consider them. So I think when they listen to our projects, when they listen to our music, they're gonna hear something that is dope as fuck. Grown man rap, grown man music. You feel me?
Yep. And that's music for everybody too, you know, because you know how to, of course, write them dope bars, but you know how to put up like a old ambience, you know, yeah. Choice of beats and all that.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you, man, for that. You know what I'm saying? For putting out that quality music.
Appreciate you. Thank you, man. You know, it's my job, man. Duty. I'm trying to teach these people. I'm trying to teach the world about this thing right here where we got that beautiful thing we call hip-hop. We're caught DJing, graffiti, dancing. You know what I mean? This is what we do, man. And I'm trying to make sure that that we hold the art up, man. You know, and I'm somebody that they can appreciate as well.
Yeah, man. It's important to, you know, remember people that, you know, hip-hop is a culture, man, and rap is one of the art form in the culture, but it's not, you know, we cannot judge people and forget about graffiti, forget about dancers, forget about DJs.
Word.
Especially in this crazy era that we live in now, it's really important to, you know, remember people about that, man.
Yeah, we need each other, you know. I need you guys to spend. I need you guys to spend my joint. I need the world to know. So the only way the world. I need you guys to spend my joint. We need the graffiti artists that's tagging the names up on the wall, letting them know. Yo, who is that? What's going on? That's how I found out who different graffiti artists is. You know what I mean? It all goes in one, man. We all need each other. So yeah, yep. Salute that. Salute the DJs out there that's spinning the joint. Keep spinning that joint. We need you, man. Salute to you for bringing the underground to the light, trying to let people know what it is.
Yeah, man. You know, we're here, man. You know, we had to spin the records, man. We've been playing the joints in the show, and the feedback is good, man. You know, even if people don't really understand the lyrics, you know, when I play shows in France and Switzerland, Belgium and all that, but they can catch the vibe, you know.
Right.
It's the important thing, man. And nowadays, all they have to do when they hear the track is use Shazam, for example, and bam, you know, you got a new fan, man.
That's what's up, yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. What do you think about the whole European hip-hop scene? Are you aware of that?
I am aware of it, man. I think it's pretty dope, man, that, you know, I think they kind of keep the legends of hip-hop alive. I know there's a lot of active tours over there, and a lot of older artists are able to still prosper when it comes down to that, because you guys still keeping the culture over there. So we appreciate that sound too, man. I can't wait to get over there and do a show. I'm telling you, man, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, man. And when you're gonna go to Europe or maybe another country, what's the first place you want to go to?
Vive la France, man. I'm not.
oui, vive la France. yeah, man. You know, especially out there in France, man. We got history with the '90s group, you know, like Wu Tang, Smith and Wesson, Master Ace, those guys. You know, we pay homage, and a lot of the French people that are in hip hop culture, they've been, like you say, students of the game. You know,
right? That's what I see, and I appreciate that, man. Breakdancing is alive over there still. You know what I mean? Yep. A lot of people in New York stop dancing, man. So yeah, we salute France for keeping the culture alive, making sure there's a place for brothers like me to come and bless them with the art we got. You know?
Yep. You know, like recently we had Marco Polo and Apollo Brown coming to France, man. And you know, it's sold out shows, even in like small audience, but it's still sold out. You know, people come to see those guys. You know, they're not superstars, but they have an audience out there. It's like I was talking to Master Ace. I think it was like 2 years ago, and he told me that sometimes in the States he does shows and it's not so many people showing up, but when he comes to Europe, it's packed out, man, sold out. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, people appreciate what is not right next door more than they do that's next door, if that makes sense to you. You know what I mean? You can stay next door to Jay-Z all your life and it wouldn't be a big deal to you. But if it's 10 miles away, you know, when you see Jay-Z, you might get a little giddy. I don't know. No, I'm just trying to, you know, put that into an example of what that is. They don't, you know, I think it's a, we got so many other musics that people paying attention to and they forgot about what created the whole fucking shit. I mean, hip hop created like hundreds of different genres, you know?
Yep. It's, I think it's the only music genre that can actually make you discover new music. It's like,
yeah,
I remember when I was a kid, man, discovering that songs were using samples. That shit blew my mind, you know? That opened me to the Bob James, the Kool & the Gang, and all that, you know?
So
it's opening your mind to more music. Even like me as a producer, like classical music, music from India, from Indonesia, whatever. It's opening your mind to new stuff, man.
Word, that's true.
Yeah, man. And if we can go back in time, like what made you want to take your career seriously?
Man, the passion. My passion for doing it, man. I've been writing for 20 plus years, man. And I think, you know, when I started out, you know, I had a mentor kind of sort of who already had some things going on as far as the music go. And they had a couple artists. And I came up with a group called Brotherhood Nation. Shout out to Ray Vegas, Khalil Dunston, Demetrius Robertson, DJ Shay, rest in peace. They kind of had a group that was going on. It was a hip-hop group, man. And these guys were dope, man. And I was like, you know, I had been writing rhymes the whole time, but I had never really came out with them, so to speak. And I think they gave me a platform to be inspired by. So I started writing and connected with Doc Martin. And then we took it from there.
That's dope, man. That's dope. So you said you've been writing for 20 years. Like, at what age did you start?
Man. Well, I would say I've been professionally writing for 20 years. I started writing as shit 16 years old. But professionally, you know, I started it, you know, professionally writing at like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. And what have been like the big challenges in your career so far?
Taking people a word, you know, and being able to be out there. I went through a stage of creating music with someone who we kind of separated. He went on, moved, you know, and did other things, and we weren't together anymore. This was the guy I created music with. He made, you know, he shaped my music. So I continue to make music, but it was kind of harder to get it out. I didn't have that passion no more that we had separated because we had this thing. So kind of made it hard for me to put music out and, you know, really take this thing serious, but I kept the pen alive, you know. Mm-hmm. We were able to reconnect and you got the Casablanca to God.
Yeah, man, that's the passion right there, the passion and the drive.
It's the passion. It's definitely the passion, man. For me, that make it even more, even right now, you know what I mean? I can't wait to finish this interview and finish writing, you know?
Yeah. Workaholic. Yeah. What could you say to the, maybe the young MCs that are maybe listening to this interview right now? Like, what type of advice would you give to them?
Don't oversaturate yourselves. Stay down and stay thirsty and stay dedicated, but don't oversaturate yourself. Don't drop a video a minute. Give yourself some quality. Value yourself so other people can value you. Don't be so easy to be accessed. you know, try to treat your music with a little value before you decide that you want to play it for everybody in around the corner from you. I don't think that those things are important when it comes to trying to be a successful artist. I think you got to look at the world picture instead of looking out your back door. Mm-hmm. So that would be my advice to the young MC coming up. Don't oversaturate yourself. Don't overplay yourself.
Yep. And it's hard to, you know, find a middle, you know, because of the way music is consumed right now. Like, yeah, people, they're always expecting you to drop videos, drop music all the time, maybe every week. How do you manage that pressure?
You don't. You don't let that dictate what you're doing. That's what I was just trying to explain. You don't let that dictate what you're doing. You know, that's the problem. You got some dope artists that drop 100 songs. I don't even remember the 30th one they dropped. You're putting too much music out. You're oversaturating it. You know, man, it's just, we can't value your music. You know, if they, that's why they won't print too much money. That's why they burn old dollars. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You oversaturating yourself. We can't even value what you got out here. If they print too much money, the dollar ain't going to be worth shit. You got too many songs out here. That song you got that you put out 2 months ago ain't shit no more. You should have, you know, we should have been able to appreciate it a little more. You know what I mean? So you don't even know what's dope no more. All they going on with what's hot. And you don't let that dictate what you create. We create the narrative, man.
Yep.
Thank you to God. Book of Negalations.
Yeah, man.
That's what we do, man. Yep. We create the narrative, man. That's what makes us different over here. I'm not making music by what? We're not putting out music by what everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? If you look back at I don't even know off the top of my head, but how many albums Michael Jackson put out a year? You probably got one album every 5 or 6 years from Michael Jackson.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
And when that dropped, everybody was waiting for it. It was sold before it even hit the shelves.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man.
Because you put value on it. So I don't want to spend too much time on that, but you got to value your music, man. Stop putting 30 songs out in a month.
Yep. I think you also got to have confidence in your music and what you do, you know, to make people wait, because you know it's quality work, so you know people will wait if it's dope.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, it's like the great movie director, like Scorsese, for example. He's not dropping a movie every year. Or Tarantino, you know what I'm saying? People wait for this shit, maybe sometime 10 years, man.
I'm an artist, man, in the true form, man. I'm Van Gogh when I paint the picture, man. You got to wait, man. You got to wait before I give you this artwork, because I want you to appreciate it. I want you to salivate over this joint before you get it, man. I'm dropping jewels, man. But I had the cheat code, too, you know, so we ain't talking about me. I had a cheat code. I had 30 in the clip already. You know, I've been writing for 20 years, like I said. I had 30 in the clip already. We was ready to bust off from the top. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to my team, Damo, my manager, Doc Martin, PR, Rodney. Yeah, this is what we do, man. We moving, man. Gas Blanket of God, Book of Negalations. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, man, everybody that's listening, make sure you go, you know, check out the homie Casablanca the God, and check out the new music that we're playing in the Mixtape Paddock Show, man. You know, we first on that exclusive underground shit, you know it. And man, you know, you've been writing for 20 years, rapping for a long time, and to you, what's the secret to longevity?
Pushing your pen forward, trying to stay ahead of the game. You know, I listen to a lot of music, man. I listen to a lot of beats, and I appreciate music too. You got to keep pushing your pen forward. There's a such thing as stagnant writing too, an artist that doesn't evolve. That can be suicide to an artist, excuse me. Man, he's killing himself. You got to be able to push that pen forward. And know that there is a curve in music, and music moves forward. It doesn't stay still. I wish it did. We'll still be listening to dope shit that was created before I even start writing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Unfortunately, music moves forward, and you got to be able to travel with it. You know, but still keep the authenticity of yourself. Be original. Be you. Always be you. But know that music don't stand still. That's my cheat code.
Yep. I think it's one thing that a lot of artists are forgetting about. Is just be yourself. Don't try to sound like somebody else.
Yeah.
It goes for everything, you know, producers, rappers, movie directors, painters, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be original. That's what. That's right. Don't become a crab, Red Lobster star with no originality. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that you're original and separate yourself from the average MC. Shout out Raekwon for that bar. Chef. He's a crab, Red Lobster style, no originality.
Shout out to the chef.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I spoke to your manager. He told me you had some good things coming in May. So can you tell people about what's coming next for you, man?
Shit, we got a single we finna drop with Shay Noir. It's called The Readings on the Wall, produced by V Don. So we got some things coming at him. You know what I mean? That's going to drop, I guess, late May, sometime in May. And then we got some stuff with Flea Lord we going to pop off after that. That's going to be crazy. Where you at? You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. We set the summer off with that joint. You know what I mean? So I don't know. That's going to be released sometime after that. We got an album that tentatively will be released late November, man. Yeah, we coming. Let them know, man. We coming, man. Yeah, that's what we got in tuck. Plus some other things that we're working on, man. But yeah, stay tuned. Casablanca the God. Booking the relations. CasablancaTheGod.com. Casablanca the God. Instagram, Facebook. Casablanca the God. Tap in. We got some things for you. Join the mailing list. We'll send you a free tea. Tune in.
For sure, man. You know, that's a good thing, you know, to have a newsletter, too. You know, I talk to artists about that all the time. That's one way to connect with your people. Like, I've seen some shit online that said, you know, some people have Instagram, some people have Facebook, some people have Twitter, but everybody got an email address. You know
what I mean? Yeah. That's how you lock in with them. You know what I mean? You're right. Everybody got an email address. We stay locked in like that.
Yep.
And in that case, that's what we want people to do. Sign up on our email list, man. We're going to mail you some free stuff. You'll be able to get free downloads, exclusive release. Go to the webpage, CasablancaTheGod.com. We got everything there for you.
Taking care of the people that listen to your music, man. That's dope.
What it's about.
Man. And do you have any last words, man, for the people that listen to this interview until the end?
Humbled to be... to be able to interview with you. So I appreciate you again. Appreciate you for having me. I want to say, stay tuned in to Casablanca the God, man. We got some special things here. My team is really coming with some stuff, man. I can't salute them enough. Doc, you already know what's up. Damo, Rodney, man. Appreciate y'all for staying with me. Stay the fuck tuned, man. Yeah, Casablanca the God, we coming. That new CD is going to be crazy. That single, check out for that Readings on the Wall, man. Mm-hmm. Something special with Shay Noir. Shout out Shay Noir, appreciate you. Shout out Flea Lord for the things we got coming up too, man. Yeah, it's going to be crazy for me this summer, man. I'm taking over, man. Wow. Yeah,
man. Are you going to do like some physical copies? You talked about a CD. You're going to do some other.
We definitely do physicals because, you know, I'm a G with this, so that's where I come from. So, yeah. Yeah, we do. We'll probably have both digital and physicals.
Dope, man. Well, we'll be here to spin the new records, man. You know, make sure you send them my way. You know, we here, bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
And thanks for your time, my man. Big up.
Peace,
bro.
Grown man music.
Yes, sir. Music for everybody, too. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Peace, my bro. Take care.